This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Domain Masters, the longest running podcast where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. We discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain values, and monetization strategies. We show you how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business so you can gain favorable search engine rankings. We discuss power tools of the trade with the power players of the industry every week right here on Domain Masters.
Hi, welcome to Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet. We're your hosts, Scott Pruitt and Jonathan Tenenbaum. I'm Scott.
And I'm Jonathan. And here at Domain Masters, our goal is to help teach you how to become the master of your domains. Domain names are one of the most important aspects of any website, critical to online business, and provide a great opportunity to invest and make money on the web. So here in the show, we provide all sorts of information on domains and domaining. We bring some of the greatest minds in the industry onto the program, covering things like new top-level domains, domain valuation, monetization, legal issues, and a ton of other domain name related topics.
And for those of you who are not familiar with NameJet, we are the leading domain name auction platform, helping businesses and investors bid on exclusive, expiring, and premium domain names through our award-winning backorder and auction system. Since our launch in 2007, we have processed more than 300,000 domain auctions on our platform, and we are currently auctioning about 10,000 domains per month.
That's right. And we'll be letting everybody know about all the cool things we have going on. The show is intended to teach you how to make money with domains, and we've got some great auctions and inventory that can help with that. So we'll definitely make sure everybody knows what's happening on NameJet.
Yes, and we have a special guest with us today, Howard New.
Yeah.
Howard is a practicing attorney and the president of the Domain Conference, which is launching its inaugural show this September in Fort Lauderdale. He is the co-founder of the Storied Traffic Conferences and is the COO of the World Association of Domain Name Developers. Among other things, Howard is also a talented singer and former host of a talk radio program called Can We Talk on WKAT in Miami. Howard, welcome to Domain Masters.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Jonathan.
Oh, well, thanks for being here. It's definitely great to have you on the show.
So, Howard, tell us a little bit about your background. I mean, I gave your little short bio, but tell us more about yourself.
I think you pretty much hit it. Now, I won't bore your listeners with all of my fantastic accomplishments in my prior lives, but as you say, I'm a practicing attorney, and my practice kind of changed at the turn of the century, because prior to that, I was mostly a corporate litigator, did some estate planning and real estate, sole practitioner. And at that time, I had a client by the name of Terry Woodward, who was very successfully involved in the adult, he was an adult webmaster. And he basically taught me what was going on in the adult industry. Now, that was back in 2000, and actually it was probably a little bit before 2000. He decided that he was going to do a webmaster cruise with 50 webmasters from around the world, and asked me to speak on that cruise on First Amendment rights and trademark infringement. So I kind of studied up on it, although I knew a great deal about it in the past. And I went on that cruise with him, gave the lectures, which, of course, gave him the ability to write off the whole trip as a business expense, and made a number of new clients in the domain industry. And so I learned about the domain industry and changed my practice completely to a domain defense litigator. No longer was in circuit as a Florida Circuit Court, but more in federal court, and went a few years later when the UDRP was developed into WIPO and NAF and that type of thing. So it kind of changed my practice, and I've been basically doing that ever since.
Very cool. And as a recovering attorney myself, I can definitely appreciate that. And I think, you know, it's interesting. A lot of folks that are, you know, a lot of lawyers involved in our space, you know, a lot of them had dealt with, you know, a lot of intellectual property issues. I think there's sort of a natural segue there when you deal with, you know, trademarks and things around domain names. There is definitely sort of a natural kind of connection and sort of segue into domains and online property. So I think that that's really, for me personally, I think that's pretty interesting. So,
well,
so now,
I like the way the fact that you said that you were a recovering attorney. Yeah, that was good.
Well, I'm trying.
I don't know too many attorneys who make a great deal of money practicing law, unless they're with a big law firm and they get pigeonholed into whatever it is they do. But that's never been my thing. But the direction that I've taken is basically, I think, a unique direction that's helped me a great deal. Of course, I do a lot of transactional work on transferring domains and escrow and so on. So that gave me the opportunity to meet my erstwhile partner, Rick Schwartz, and we kind of hit it off and put together the first traffic conference, which we thought was necessary at the time and probably still is. And we've been going very strongly in that direction, as well as, of course, my personal legal direction, which has kept me pretty happy over the past 15 years.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. I mean, you know, obviously me personally, I love the space as well. Part of, you know, why I did the transition that I did. And I can absolutely appreciate it. So you mentioned traffic and Rick. So coming off of like being introduced to the space, like you said years ago, and then, you know, you guys feeling that there was a need for the traffic conference. I mean, what was the kind of what point? I mean, how did that come together? What was the story there?
Well, back in the early 2000s, Rick had a private chat board on the web, and he was my client because I handled a couple of lawsuits or potential lawsuits on his behalf. The first one, I believe, was that he owned Godiva.org, and he asked me to represent him in defending because Campbell's Soup Company alleged that they owned the Godiva chocolatiers, and they wanted him to take the name down. And that was before the UDRP, so what they had would have to do, what we would have to do is basically file a federal lawsuit to keep the domain, otherwise it would be frozen. So I managed to handle that for him to the point where, without getting into all the details, Campbell Soup backed down, and he, to this day, as far as I know, still owns Godiva.org.
Okay, cool.
So that kind of hit it off, and then we did a few others that were also successful. One which was kind of interesting, it was the Libby Industries owned a trademark on a travel and leisure type thing called Goofoff.com. And they owned the trademark for Goofoff, and it was a paint remover. But Rick owned Goofoff.com, which he basically appointed to travel and leisure sites. And again, this was before the UDRP. So this time we had to file the lawsuit in order to free up the domain. We filed in federal court, and the bottom line is they not only had to drop any claim to the name, but they also had to pay our fees and costs and attorney's fees. So that one worked out pretty well. And because he and I hit it off pretty well, he was asked on his chat board to put together a group of people who could go out to Beverly Hills, California for an exhibit or showing that Fabulous.com Dark Blue Sea, which was coming up with Fabulous.com. And Dean Shannon asked him to put this together. So he called me and says, let's put this together. And we did, and we had like 40 people show up from his chat board. We put a lunch together and everything. And we looked at each other and we said, you know what? There's a good need for somehow getting people together that are in the same business, in the domain investment business, and giving them an opportunity to network with each other and hopefully with the people who pay the money.
Right.
So we looked around, for a venue. We finally found one in Delray Beach, Florida that we liked a lot. We told them we don't know anything about putting on a conference of any kind or expo, and so you guys got to make us look good. And we had 135 people at the first traffic, which I came up with the name, which I won't go into now, but I came up with the name Traffic because traffic moves the web. And everybody, it was so great that everybody said, you got to do it again. And we started there, and we had 27 conferences in 10 years all around the world. So that's kind of our success story. That worked pretty well.
Yeah, no, and I think that's great. I mean, I think it, you know, like you said, I mean, it obviously filled a gap. I mean, in the fact that it was as popular and successful as it has been in a space where awareness and networking is so important. You know, you have the ICANN meetings, but I think those are so tailored more often than not to, you know, a lot of the sort of regulatory stuff and in some cases the politics and, you know, the different pieces around that that don't really allow for networking at a, you know, more of a business level, which is why when you look at some of these conferences that fill those gaps, such as, you know, what Traffic has done in the Domain Conference now, you know, I think it's great. It fills a need, and it's exciting to see more and more people coming to these things and, you know, getting involved. And it's got to be great for me. I mean, I'm a relative newcomer to the space. I mean, I know domains pretty well, and I've been doing that for a while, but the, you know, getting to know everybody and then also kind of filling in the blanks with some of the history around it, I think is pretty awesome. And so it's just really, really neat to see how a lot of these kind of sort of historical things came together and things that, you know, truly have become benchmarks and, you know, with respect to the industry and the space. So I think it's great. So with that, I think it's a good time for us to jump to our first commercial break. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And when we get back, we'll be here on Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet, with our special guest, Howard Dim.
Domain Masters will be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. NameJet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, NameJet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investments. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to NameJet.com at mock speed to get great domains today. NameJet.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
We're back with more Domain Masters, where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
All right, welcome back to Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet, here with our special guest, Howard New. We were just talking about the origination of the traffic conferences and Howard's history in the space, and that was really some really interesting stuff. And I think Scott wanted to dive into the new Domain Conference, right?
Yeah, Howard, I went to the last traffic in October back in Miami at the Fontainebleau. It was a great show. But that's the end of traffic. So now we're doing the Domain Conference. Tell us a little bit about how the Domain Conference is going to be different from traffic. What do we have to look forward to?
Well, it's a good question, Scott, and it is different. when Richard Lau and Jonathan Frakes put together NamesCon, they basically changed the model. People could no longer, were no longer interested in spending a lot of money to meet the big shots, so to speak, in the domain industry, be them the sponsors or the big name investors. And NamesCon kind of changed the game. And we decided that, although Rick had retired, decided he didn't want to be in the business anymore. And in fact, he stopped his blog. He stopped you know, pretty much everything. He used to be on Domain Sherpa. He's not doing that anymore. And he's enjoying his so-called private life. Because of that, we decided that we needed to change the model, because my wife Barbara, my son Harry, and I, we weren't ready to retire. We thought that there was still a need for a second conference throughout the world. And although there are some very good other local conferences, I know Domain X is going to be in India next month, and of course Domain Europe with all the folks that put that together over the last 2 or 3 years has also been successful. We believe that there is room for a reasonable conference that not only emulates what the traffic had, but does it for substantially less money. So my wife and son and I got together and we decided we're going to continue in the conference mode. We didn't want to use traffic for a couple of reasons. One is that Rick is involved with traffic and he really didn't want to be involved. The other is that traffic has the connotation of being a very expensive conference, albeit a good one. So we decided to change the name to the Domain Conference and change the whole model. And then instead of charging $1,000 to $2,000 for registration, our registration fee back in February and March started at $299. Right now it's $499, but as of July 1st, it's going to go up to $699, so we're urging everybody to register now. However, I would be happy to give you a code that you can utilize for the time being at $399, which unfortunately is going to go up next week to $449. So having said all those numbers, the code is T as in Tom, D as in Domain, C as in Conference, 15, TDC15. If anybody uses that promo code on our website, which is edomainconference.com, you can register at a large discount. In any event, so we changed the pricing substantially, cut it to one-third, not just one-half, but less than half. We also obtained a hotel that is not charging $300 and $400 a night for rooms. And, you know, we always used five-star hotels no matter where we were, whether it was the Venetian in Las Vegas or the Bellagio in Las Vegas or the Fountain Blue, which was our last one, or the Ritz-Carlton before that. We always used the best hotels around, because we say that we were the gold standard in traffic, and that it warranted having a really, really good hotel. But at this point, we figured that the market has changed, so we changed, and we were able to get the best venue for the money, a place called the Hyatt Regency Pier 66 Hotel in Fort Lauderdale. It is the largest hotel campus in all of South Florida. It is a beautiful hotel. It has marina rooms, it has pool rooms, it has power rooms, and in fact has the only 360-degree revolving club room at the top, called the Top of the Pier, which in fact we're going to have a welcome party at that venue. Rooms are only $109 a night, as opposed to $300 and $400 a night. And they start at $109, and the tower rooms are $129. There's no resort fee. There's free Wi-Fi, so there's no hidden cost. And the only hidden cost, if you will, is the 6% sales tax on the admission. But other than that, everything is included, and it's going to be a great conference, which I'll be glad to discuss further at the next question.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, we're excited to be there and to be a part of it. I think that you really hit an interesting point in that, NamesCon, in lowering sort of the entry point from a price standpoint, kind of changed the game a bit. And, you guys have sort of followed suit in a way. And look, nothing wrong with doing the conferences at places, staying at the Bellagio and some of those places. I mean, that would be pretty cool. But I do think, too, the model that you guys are doing now, I think is pretty exciting, because what it does is it makes it a lot more accessible for folks, especially domain investors that are just getting into the business. and people that don't necessarily have the backing of big companies and big, you know, travel and expense budgets so that they can, you know, can get there. And, you know, I'm looking at everything that we've seen with regards to the space and the hotel. It looks awesome. So I think for, you know, it's not just that it's not even that in lowering the pricing, it doesn't even seem to be losing anything from a quality standpoint. I mean, the hotel looks great. The, you know, the expo, you know, the location, the facilities look great. So, yeah, I mean, and I think it's going to be a great event. I mean, and I know Scott and I are personally really excited to be there. And
absolutely.
And we thank NameJet for being a sponsor. That's terrific that NameJet has stepped up and become a sponsor. We appreciate that. We really do. One of the things that we are continuing, or a couple of things we are continuing from the traffic mold, is that we will, in fact, have luncheons so that people don't have to go look for food during the day. We will have luncheons on both of our days, Monday and Tuesday of the conference. We will also have food and beverage, of course, at our welcome party at the beginning of the conference, that Sunday evening, the 27th. Actually, the conference starts on the 28th with the actually pre-conference. We've rented out all the cabanas on the premises. We have one of the two pools is dedicated to us and will be roped off just for our attendees. There's a great restaurant right there for sandwiches and breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Saturday and Sunday. And we are thrilled that Jotham Frakes and Richard Lyle have agreed that Domain Fest will be at the Domain Conference all day Sunday, the 27th, cool. with an agenda that Jotham is putting together. So, and they will be co-sponsoring, along with our premier sponsor, Dot Club, our welcome party that Sunday evening.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, we had a great time at NamesCon, and Jotham and Richard, I mean, they're great guys, and they've been doing some great things. So, you know, it's really cool, I think, just to see the spirit of collaboration everybody working together, really just to further the, you know, the industry, the awareness, the providing opportunities for networking across the board. So, yeah, I think it's really, really cool. I mean, I can't say enough good things about just, you know, what you guys are doing and, you know, what they've done and what they're doing. And just the fact that you guys are combining efforts, I think, is really, really cool. And it's exciting, again, you know, and, you know, we're happy to be, you know, sponsoring and being, you know, and happy to be a part of it. So it's going to be a great event. So
Howard, can you tell us? Can you tell us a little bit about the speaker lineup?
Sure. We are thrilled with our speaker lineup. In fact, we have a couple that we haven't even put up on the website yet. I'm waiting for their pictures and bios. But we have our keynote speaker is Morgan Linton, who has never spoken at a convention before. And he's going to basically tell us about his experiences with Mark Cuban and Shark Tank and Fashion Metrics. And his wife, Dana, hopefully will be a part of it. So we're really excited about that, because here's a guy that really started in the business kind of late, but has been able to utilize the resources around him to develop a really good growing business on the web. So that I think his speech will be extremely interesting. We have both Braden Pollack and Mike Steiger will be moderating our panels and our discussions. We have additional speakers. We have Mike Zappelin, who hasn't spoken in quite a while. We've got Adam Dicker, who everybody loves to hear from. We have Michael Gilmore from Australia, who I believe is going to be predicting the future. He's going to put on his Swanee hat and predict the future. We have one of the biggest experts on WordPress, Brett Napoli, is going to be conducting continuous workshops on WordPress throughout the conference. We're dedicating a special room to him and to those people who want to learn about WordPress and how to use it to develop their websites. He's going to be continuous, which is, to me, that's the first time that's ever happened. We have Fred Mercaldo, who's going to be coming from Scottsdale to talk about the geo industry and what's happening with the geo names. We've got Monty Kahn that's coming to talk about the new GTLDs for Light of the Dot. We have Ron Jackson, of course, who will be coming to talk about the state of the industry. Jeff Sass from Dot Club will be talking, as well as John Ferber from Bid Select and Domain Holdings. And I really don't want to leave anybody out, but I'm sure I'm leaving some out. But those are the ones that are occurring to me off the top of my head without going to my website.
Yeah, no, but...
Sounds like an exciting lineup.
Yeah, even if you know, where a few people were missed, I think the ones you named, I think, make it pretty clear that you know, it's going to be a great event. I mean, there's you've got like you know so many of the key people in the industry that'll be coming to share their thoughts and ideas and information and updates on what's going on, and you know, it really is going to be a premier event in the space. There's no question about it. So, yeah, no,
one person I didn't mention who would be speaking is Greg McNair, and he's going to be having his infamous or famous. The sweet party pretty much each night at the venue. So Iggy will be much in attendance as well.
Yeah, great. Yeah, no, it's going to be an awesome time. And, you know, we're definitely looking forward to it. So, all right, well, with that, I think let's jump into our next commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be here on Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet, with our special guest, Howard New.
Domain Masters will be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, seen other SEO experts, but did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today. Today at BruceClay.com.
Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com, that's SpyFu.com, and start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
Finding links to improve your rankings in the search engines is time-consuming and frustrating for many of us. The Hoth is the go-to company to help lighten your link-building load. Their white-label SEO was made specifically for agencies, in-house SEOs, and affiliates. The Hoth also offers high-quality custom local citation building to improve search rankings in Google's maps and localized results, providing fulfillment for some of the largest SEO companies in the world. The Hoth offers link and citation building services you can trust. Get $20 in link building or citation building credits free by going to thehoth.com/radio. THEHOTH.com/radio.
We're back with more Domain Masters, where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
All right, we're back on Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet, here with our special guest, Howard New. We were just talking about the Domain Conference, which is scheduled. So what are the exact dates, Howard? It is the 26th, September 26th through September 29th at the Hyatt Regency Pier 66.
Correct. The first 2 days are what we call pre-conference days, although the first day will just be cabana networking, which we found to be extremely successful. People do a lot of business together and a lot of networking at the cabana, so we're excited about that. Sunday will be both cabana networking and Domain Fest subdecks that Jonathan is putting together. Monday and Tuesday will be the conference itself. Monday will be the keynote speech. Tuesday will be something that we haven't discussed yet, and that is we are going to continue the Domain Industry Awards that Traffic has done for the last 10 years.
Oh, great.
And we will be putting the nominations out in August, and the voting will be at the end of August, and escrow.com has agreed to continue to tabulate the votes, and so we are expecting to have a lot of exciting nominees, both for the individual awards and the continued Hall of Fame. So we're excited about that as well.
So tell us, Howard, what else in the industry that you see going on right now that you're excited about?
Well, I just read on, I guess it was on Ron Jackson's Lowdown, that DNA is put together a new website where they're utilizing web page shots of different domains, both in GTLDs and the CCTLDs and .com, where to the general public to show the need for or the desirability of the GTLDs.
Sure. Is that in
one of the things
that,
in the? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Howard. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was going to say that's in the wild. Domains. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. The wild. Domain. Correct. That is exciting to me because that is going to be a big boost to the GTLDs. I think that the fact that the Hunger Games is using .movies as a GTLD is also exciting because that's going to open up a whole new area of new GTLDs as an example that can be used in certain references. One of the things that we're excited about .club being our premier sponsor is that they have been so successful in marketing. They've got such a great marketing program that they agreed to work with us on this show and be our premier sponsor. We're just absolutely thrilled about that. Jeff Sass and Colin Campbell have been doing a fantastic job. The other exciting things that are going on is that there's a very good possibility we're in negotiation stage right now for another group, a brand new group, in which I really can't go into except to tell you that they're planning on doing something at the hotel Friday and Saturday before our event, which can tie into our event. And so that's kind of exciting also. And we're basically thinking that the entire industry is beginning to understand where they fit in relationship to the web as a whole, because there's more and more participation, I think, from the domain's standpoint at ICANN than there ever was before. I think part of that reason was because of the LA ICANN, although I know a number of folks that went to Buenos Aires last week, and I know a lot of them will be going to Dublin in the fall. So I think that ICANN is taking a more populist approach than it has in the past, or at least it appears that way. And I think that probably because of all the money they got to spend, they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely helps. But yeah, no, and I'm with you. I think a lot of that stuff is definitely exciting. New GTLDs adoption awareness is such an important part of it. I think so. The work the DNA is doing, as you just mentioned, the In the Wild .domains initiative to sort of display and show websites that are utilizing the new GTLDs. And I would also agree too. I mean, .club, their marketing group. I mean,
Jeff's amazing.
Yeah, Jeff, Colin, Michelle. I mean, I think the they've done a great job with their new GTLD, and in some ways have really just established a blueprint for people in that kind of. Especially for a group that owns one particular GTLD and really, goes all in on pushing and promoting and marketing it and to really encourage adoption and everything else. So, I would really echo a lot of what you said. I think that, that to us, I think is a really exciting part of what's going on. So, all right, well, we're getting close to running out of time. So I think that unless you have any final questions, I guess, Howard, really quick, I want to know, so do you yourself have a big domain portfolio?
Not as big as I used to. But at one point I had about 1,800 domains, which is not a very big portfolio. But right now I'm down to a little over 1,000, I think. My domains are not in the league of Rick Schwartz or Mike Perkins or people like that, but I'm happy with them, and I keep them going. One of them, for instance, is fiberglassboats.com. I have when you would try to think of these things, jetskidealer.com. I got a bunch of new dot clubs, and so on. I'm happy with what I've got. I would, like to have better sales, but who wouldn't, right?
So, sure. Yeah.
But in the minute we have left, I really do want to thank a few of the other sponsors that have stepped up to the podium here and have agreed to sponsor us, including Above.com, Coffee.club, ECG.com, IonMagazine.Asia, Protected Parking, Domain Sponsor, Rodan Media, and of course you guys at NameJet. We really appreciate all of your participation.
Sure. Well, you know, and we're happy to be a part of it for sure. We're really excited about it and really excited to have you on the show here today. I think this was great.
Yes. Great having an industry veteran like you, Howard, here on the program. We're glad that we could have you here to share your valuable insights with our listeners. And JT, how about touching on a few things that we have going on here at NameJet right now?
All right, yeah, shameless plug time. So we'll dive into that really quick and before we got a wrap. And so, yeah, we've got a ton of great inventory on NameJet currently. We've got a ton of great three-character domains, such as VCC.com, IAS.com, ISU.com, QBU.com, SAU.com, CIE.com, GEY.com, XUG.com. So obviously a ton of great inventory. It's a four-character numeric that jumped out when I was looking over some of the inventory today, 3427.com, a ton of premium keyword-rich domains, Cuddle.com, Programs.com, BusinessGrants.com, Payday.org, DebtSolutions.com, SpyToys.com, Section.com, GuitarShop.com, HomeRemodeling.com, HouseFinders.com, NannyHelp.com. I mean, you know, great, great domains. We've got some great, talking about a lot of those obviously in the .com space. We've got some great XYZ stuff that we've got on the platform, bio.xyz, bit.xyz, 223.xyz, 456.xyz. We've got some great three-character.orgs, qii.org, zzu.org, zrr.org, xpp.org. So a ton of great inventory. And also, we just posting this one up yesterday. We've got a two-character.com domain that we're auctioning, sx.com, which we're really excited about. So obviously, a ton of great inventory. Everybody needs to get to NameJet. Check it out. Take a look at your back orders in. And I mean, there's just no question, just a ton of incredible inventory and, you know, a lot of great stuff. We've also got a large inventory of five-character numeric.nets, and we're ready to add some premium numeric.asia domains shortly. So a ton of great domains. So again, got to get over to namejet.com and definitely check all that out. So yeah, so that's the shameless plug for the day.
That's right. And you can email us at radio@namejet.com. where we look to answer any questions that you have here on the radio show, and also feel free to suggest any topics that you would like for us to explore.
That's right. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and thanks again to Howard New for being on the show with us today. And please
thank you for having me.
Well, thanks so much, Howard. Again, this was great, and we are really, really looking forward to the Domain Conference, September 26th to 29th.
Yeah, come check us out at the Cabanas. We'll be there for the 2 days. We've reserved one.
All right, we absolutely
will. There you go.
And, So, and everyone else, please be sure to tune in next time to Domain Masters on Webmaster Radio, where we help you be the master of your domain. We air on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, and you can also subscribe via iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, or the Webmaster Radio app for iOS and Android. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to everybody again soon.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.